USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touting new executive actions that deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus. At the White House, Biden says the crisis is only deepening.
This is an economic imperative, a growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president also has a message for Congress.
While the COVID-19 package that passed in December was a first step, as I said at the time, it's just a down payment. We need more action, and we need to move fast.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery game has grown to nearly $1 billion ahead of Friday night's drawing. This will be the third largest jackpot in lottery history. The drawing is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bipartisan outrage over images regarding the National Guard.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All eyes on the economy at the White House. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese saying big, bold action needs to be taken regarding a coronavirus relief package. All eyes on the economy at the White House.
It's a moment that requires decisive action to beat this pandemic and support the economic recovery that American families need.
Some Republicans concerned about the cost of the plan. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new mission to Mars will have a microphone to listen to what the planet sounds like.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The social media platform Twitter was sued for refusing to remove indecent pictures of children from its site. According to the lawsuit, Twitter wouldn't remove the indecent material because it didn't find a violation of its policies. The lawsuit says this lawsuit seeks to shine a light on how Twitter has enabled and profited from child sexual abuse material on its platform, choosing profits over people, money over the safety of children, and wealth at the expense of human freedom and human dignity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.